Parshas Vayera, we see that Avram Avinu is davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save Sodom. Avram Avinu, who cares so much about every human being, wants to give, wants to see the good in everyone, he davens Hashem to save Sodom.
He davens Hashem, if there are 50 tzaddikim, you should save the city. If there are 40 tzaddikim, you should save the city. 30, 20, 10. But what happens? There aren't even 10. So Avram Avinu leaves, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu plans to destroy Sodom. The question is, why did Avram Avinu stop at 10? Why didn't Avram Avinu say, if there's one tzaddik in Sodom, we can save the place? After all, Avram Avinu himself was one tzaddik who was saving the entire world. He was teaching hundreds and hundreds of people about spirituality, about monotheism, about belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was teaching them the Das HaEmes. He was teaching them Yediyas Hashem. So didn't Avraham Avinu believe that one tzaddik would be enough to save all of Sodom? Didn't he believe that maybe he himself could go in there and save the day? Why was it that Avraham Avinu didn't daven for only one tzaddik to be able to save Sodom? I don't know. I'm not seeing a good answer to this just yet. But I was thinking maybe that the idea is that he stopped at 10 because 10 we know in Halacha as a minyan, 10 is a symbol of a complete unit. It's a number which represents a certain shlemos, the Atzeres HaDibros, the which is the encapsulation of all 613 mitzvos. It is a unit which represents taking a oneness, a unity, and taking it beyond, to go to the next level, to make it into a rabbin, in a sense. And so therefore, right, the minyan is one kol. The tzila, the tzibor, is one tzila, which is a unity of all 10 people who are there. And therefore it represents the idea of people coming together. It is the minimum of a tzibor. Avraham Avinu said, one person, sure, he may be able to be mashpia, but it doesn't create a tzibor. It doesn't create a makom tzibor. And therefore Sodom is a makom which is destructive, which is corrupt. So you cannot expect one person to completely change a place. One person can change other people. One person can be mashpia, but he's not necessarily going to create a whole new place, perhaps. And so therefore, he stopped at 10, even though he himself knew that he was being mashpia, but nevertheless, he was being mashpia on individuals. It's a nefesh asher asu b'charon, were individual nefashos. It was individual people. And sure, it wound up being a big tzibur, but it wasn't a unit of a tzibur from the outset. Indeed, we see in the Rambam that when the Rambam tells us about Avraham Avinu's history in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, he tells us that Avraham Avinu had to run away from Or Kasdim, because even though he was trying to convince people that their Avodah Zarah was wrong, he was not successful. And so therefore he had to, Nimrod wanted to kill him, therefore he had to run away. That's part of why he ran away. So you see, even Avraham Avinu, perhaps the greatest Makarev in history, was not completely successful in reaching everybody. And so therefore, perhaps he knew from that experience even, that one tzaddik can do a lot, but one tzaddik cannot necessarily create a rabbin, cannot necessarily create a makom. And therefore it says at the end, the Avram Shav Lim Komo, he went back to his place because he realized that he could not create a place in Sodom that was a makom of Hashras HaShchina, because that would take a unit of people from within Sodom. And the makom that was necessary in order to be created for a place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina to rest within Sodom would require 10 individual tzaddikim who could be a unit, but Avram Avinu himself, or even one other tzaddik, would not necessarily be enough. We should take this lesson that each and every one of us should see ourselves as being mashpia, but we have to know that we have to team up with others. We have to work together with other people in order to create a makom, in order to create a community that is roi for Hashras HaShchina. When we are in our individual locations, our individual locales, so those places can become a makom Hashras HaShchina, but only when we work together with other yidden to create a shul, to build a mikvah, to create a school. Those things come together at that point. But in order for them to work together, it requires that achdus, that unity. Otherwise, we are simply individuals, and individuals are limited in their capacity. So we should be zocha to work as a community and see kiddushim shemayim both biyachid and berabim.